So, retrospectors, what historical events are we ticking off on this week's run of Today in History?
Well, Monday is the anniversary of the day Roger first published his famous thesaurus.
Then on Tuesday, we say happy birthday, Mr. Potato Head.
On Wednesday, the extraordinary stories of the child soldiers who fought in the American Civil War.
On Thursday, how King James changed the word of God.
And on Friday, what did spam emails look like in 1978?
We discuss this and more on Today in History with the retrospectors. 10 minutes every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Ollie Mann here with our annual Christmas spectacular. This is how we always wrap the year on The Modern Man. We mix things up, we let our hair down, there are games, there's live music, we were drinking whilst we were recording. So if you've never heard the show before, maybe don't start with this episode. But for everyone else, if you are a true man fan, this is a classic of the genre. Here's what we've got coming up for you today.
I have one default pair of normal underwear, is if I have to go and see the doctor, to not put them in a slightly awkward position.
We're joined by the man fans starring in our Zeitgeist Christmas collab. Plus,
his beard got caught in there and it pulled his face into the photocopier and mashed him up proper.
It's the annual Foxhole XXXmas Christmas quiz, where we do unspeakable things and then are made to speak about them. And there's two exclusive live tracks from the brilliant Ashley Singh, who brings all the festive feels. That's all coming up on the 2022 Modern Man Christmas Spectacular. The whole team is here. Hello, Ollie Peart.
Hey, Ollie.
Hello, Alex Fox.
Ho, 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 hello.
Ollie, tell me about your Christmas. What have you got coming up this year?
I'm really excited about... basically, my daughter, even though she's only one, so I've got her a really amazing present that she can open this year.
But what have you got her?
I've got her a skateboard.
She can't walk, presumably.
She can't walk.
She won't be able to afterwards.
She can stand up. She can stand up when you hold her. But I've got this skateboard, right, which it develops with her. So the kids stand on it, and they hold, there's a little handle at the back, and then you can push them along. It's called an Ookie board, right? And you can push them along, and then... as they get better, then you take the handle away, and it's like stabilizers, but it's a skateboard version.
There's a lot of developmental goals that we hit in our first year of life. I just think adding wheels to that is going to be confusing.
No, she'll love it. She will absolutely love it.
Alex, what about you?
I'm taking my partner to France for our first Christmas with my family, and I haven't seen my mum and dad for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Pandemic, amazing.
So that'd be exciting.
More importantly, did you just say hoi ho?
Did you just call me a hoi ho?
I just thought, am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Just for the record, love France, love French people. Oh, hee-haw.
Also, you've come up with a creative use for the panettone I just gave you for Christmas.
Sticking little pictures of Tony Mortimer on it so it becomes a panettone Mortimer.
Panettone Mortimer, everybody! thanks for asking, but the highlight of my Christmas is that my son's been cast as Joseph in the nativity play.
Wow, that's a big responsibility.
Guns. Yeah, woo! It is really big responsibility. I think they've given it to him specifically because he has like stage fright.
Oh.
Like the thing he hates the most in the world is standing up in front of anyone. Like, he wouldn't even do the Scout's Honour because he didn't want to be in front of other people doing a thing.
So he's Joseph.
I think that's good teaching. I think that's realising that, you need to, push
exposure
people.
Exposure therapy.
Not like on a skateboard like you abusive dad, but in a gentle hand-holding, expose them to the world kind of way.
Yeah, they could have just made him a sheep. But instead, they've pushed him right to the front of the... nativity crew.
You wouldn't know it, but we're in the letters section of the show, and here's one from Jennifer in Pittsburgh, who says, "Dear Ollie, we just celebrated Thanksgiving here in the States, so I want to take the opportunity to thank you for connecting me and fellow listener Ruth nearly 2 years ago."
No.
Ollie, remind us what this was.
Well, during the pandemic, it was really difficult to keep in touch with people, meet new people, that kind of stuff, so I thought it'd be a really lovely idea to try and connect some of our listeners. So
this was the Matchamate task
you did
on the Zeitgeist a couple of years ago.
I did a massive spreadsheet. I looked at people's different personalities and their entries based on a form that they filled in, and I decided to match them all together. I was the algorithm, basically. And it turns out that it's worked and been
successful. 2 years later, two people are still in touch.
That's amazing.
I'm not slagging off Ollie Pitt.
Not dissing it.
yeah, they got something in common.
Fortunately, Jennifer says, Ruth has had several extended stays in the UK, so our time difference was reduced from 12 hours in Hong Kong to just 5. Yes, because when you did the matchmaking service, you took no account of where in the world people were.
No, I did. It's, you know, it's quality over quantity.
Jennifer says, we've bonded not only through the podcast, but also through our shared admiration for Duran Duran, Cats, that's with the small C, so not the musical, Strictly Come Dancing, and all things real estate / home decor related, to name just a few. And although distance and COVID have kept us from meeting in person, we have plans to remedy that in 2023. Oh, I'm going to have to buy a new hat.
What is that?
Ursula.
What was that?
Blind date, Ursula. You got it, didn't you, Alex?
I did, but yeah. I was slightly confused as to why these people were suddenly getting married. I think they're just mates, aren't
that
they?
That is lovely. That's really lovely.
It is lovely.
It actually, I've done good. If I do nothing else from here on out, ever, I've done that.
Well, you can do one other thing.
Oh, go on.
Jennifer's asking, can she be the ambassador for Pittsburgh? Do you think she can?
Oh, well, hang on. I didn't realise that I was allowed to do
it's
that.
It's Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I'm vesting the powers in you.
For where?
Just say yes, it's Christmas.
All right, yes.
Yes! Yes! Yay! Jennifer, you are now the ambassador for Pittsburgh.
Woo!
Alex, looking back across the last year, any highlights for you from the foxhole?
Less of a highlight, more of a down below darkness. Mm. I really perversely enjoyed investigating Prince Albert piercings.
Yes.
Because when I first started out in magazine journalism, I wrote a lot about body modification. So I went back to all the groups that I'm part of and saw people implanting ribbing into their fingers and someone piercing their uvula. And
so nice that she can have a sort of Stand By Me style nostalgia for people inserting various different metal objects into their genitals. Oh, you again! What have you put down there this year?
Is that Scylla?
No, that's just general impression. All my impressions are like that.
Right.
Bing Crosby, I'm going to have to get a new Christmas. Ollie, any highlights for you this year?
Yeah, watching you drink my milk.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, they looked like samples, didn't they?
Yeah, do you remember that, Alex? So Ollie had the challenge where he had to develop milk alternatives. We were on the trend for oat milk. You had an oat milk latte today, didn't you?
So yeah, that particular excerpt from from your challenges probably intersected more with the foxhole than ever before, didn't it?
You should have seen them. The texture, the colour, everything.
It was as if you had indeed milked yourself.
Might have done.
Before we get on to the Zeitgeist, we should thank our sponsors for the Modern Man Christmas Spectacular. Wine 52, which is why we have a bottle of wine in the studio, everybody.
This is good, isn't it? Do you really? I mean, what a sponsor.
Hey! That was a good noise, wasn't it?
That was proper channel, like Radio 4 daytime play noise.
So that was the genuine noise of the opening of a red wine from the... It's a really long word in Portuguese, but somewhere near Lisbon region.
Lovely. I do like it around there.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Merry jingles.
If you would like to get your hands on some free wine like this, all you need to do is go to wine52.com/man. Great noise, Alex. Cover the postage costs of
$8.95. I tried doing the wine tasty thing through the teeth. I almost died.
It's just such an embarrassment. And you'll get three bottles delivered to your door. Wine 52 are all about showcasing the very best wine from a different region each and every month. You can choose a mixed red only or white only case.
I can't stop laughing. You sound like Hannibal Lecter.
Is there a guide as to how to taste it?
There
properly?
Is, yeah. So also included, you get Glug magazine, which you're leafing through there, which has recipes and articles about wine. And you get two tasty snacks as well.
Oh,
what have we got in the box? There we go. Some baked pretzels. You want to try one of those?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Why not? And there's some popped veggie crisps here. Sweet chilli flavour.
It's genuinely great. I am a member myself. After your free case, you will join the monthly wine club. No minimum commitment, though. If it's not for you, you can pause or cancel any time. So remember, the loudest possible snack to eat on mic. That is wine52.com/MANN to claim your free case. And remember that suffix, or they won't know that we sent you. wine52.com/MANN.
Oh, thank you. I'm having some more.
Okay, it's time for the Zeitgeist, your trends tested with Manscaped. with everyone's favourite, Alex just said this about him, so I'm just going to borrow it, real-life elf on the shelf. It's Ollie Peart.
It's fair.
Now, listeners will recall last month you were tasked with opening an online shopping portal.
A shop, Ollie. You can just call it a shop.
I suppose in the digital world, that is what it is. But it evolved, didn't it, this, out of a challenge from the prior month where you were investigating drop shipping and white labelling and all that. Mm. And I had the idea that you could create, with ManFans, the Modern Man Christmas collab.
Yes.
Could we sell products created by our listeners in small British businesses online and show those unscrupulous white labelling bastards we'd exposed the month before what for?
Yeah.
How have you got on?
Well, Ollie.
Yeah.
10, 9, 8, 7.
I don't know what's happening.
6.
I'm anticipation.
5.
I'm a bit scared.
4.
What's going to happen?
3.
Uh-huh.
2. 1.
What?
The Modern Man collab store is now live on
wow.
the internet.
Oh.
Yes.
The portal, to... Is your portal wide open?
My portal is gaping, ready to receive visitors to buy stuff. And there are numerous products for you to purchase
okay.
right now.
All right. Modernmanwith2ends.co.uk/shop is the site. And what can we find on there? What have you managed to collab?
The first is from ManFan Claire. Take a listen to this.
Hello, my name's Claire and I run Brick Chocolate. I started the business at the start of this year, having spent many years working for other chocolate businesses. After having a baby, I decided it was time to set up shop myself at home, and I've been making chocolate in my garden shed ever since. I wanted to make chocolate that was fun and colourful and delicious, but also had good values, so all the chocolate is ethically sourced from Colombia, it's palm oil free and packed in fully recyclable packaging, and all the bars are handmade and wrapped by myself. It's really exciting to collaborate with you guys on this, so I hope you enjoy the flavours. So may I present to you to try the salted orange and honeycomb and the tahini and sour cherry. Enjoy, bye.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
Tahini right. and sour cherry is right up my alley.
Okay, well, I've got some of it right here for you to taste, Ollie Man.
I'm so excited.
And Alex.
I want to take a break to the face.
Yeah. Here it is. Lovely little bars, aren't they?
Can I say, that is, I mean, isn't it interesting? Because probably, I'm guessing that she prices that, you know, higher than other chocolate bars. If I saw it in a shop, I'd be like, you know, that looks nice, but why does it cost twice as much as the other one? When you hear that she's packed it herself in her shed, do you know what I mean? It's very difficult to communicate that on a chocolate bar, isn't it? But it's quite exciting.
She shows you how she makes it on her Instagram as well, her Brick Chocolate Instagram. If you go there, and she does these great videos of how she makes it and puts it together. It really is like a, you know, it's just her, like, making this amazing chocolate.
The flavours are full Wonka as well, aren't they?
We said artisanal.
We did.
Like, and this is exactly what
and
this
you've
is.
Delivered.
She makes it herself.
We do have some amazing listeners.
We do.
I don't know if I'm crediting you with this.
What are you doing? Who opens a chocolate bar like that?
I was just looking at that. What is this? What?
That is how I open chocolate.
Claire,
which is like
he
faster.
Is absolutely obliterating your hard work.
That was so wrong. I'm okay. now doubting whether you are truly a human or
just
some kind of
describe.
Alien imposter.
I broke it in the middle through the outer wrapping and the inner wrapping, and that's because I'm fat and I like chocolate and I want to get to it quickly.
I bet you do weird shit like eat a whole bite out of a Kit Kat without
stand
fingers,
by the microwave
you?
And I say, quicker. All right, let's try a brick of tahini and sour cherry. Here goes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm. Oh my God, that cherry hits you, doesn't it?
Oh, you're enjoying that.
Mm.
And oh. actually, in the nicest possible way, the tahini doesn't at first. Because you want the sweetness, don't you, in a chocolate bar? But then you get the light bitterness afterwards. Mm.
Much like many of my relationships.
But it's a really interesting flavour combination, isn't it? Because you would not expect, if somebody said to you tahini in a chocolate bar, you'd be like, whatever.
Mm.
You know? But it's lovely. That is really nice. The second one was a salted orange and honeycomb.
Alex, you can
bar.
Open
so
this with your delicate lady fingers now. You can do it calmly and quietly and in a sophisticated and elegant way. And I'm not going to say anything.
So if you head to our shop, you can see these two flavours, which will take you through to Claire's website so you can buy the Modern Man collab. There's also Claire's other flavours.
Oh.
She's got a whole bunch of other flavours on there as well.
I'll tell you what that is. That's a Terry's chocolate orange. You don't have to feel guilty about eating. That's what that is.
£2.95 for that, right?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can buy that at modernman.co.uk/shop. It's from Brick Chocolates in Manchester. Thank you, ManFan Claire. One thing I have noticed that you have failed to do, though, Ollie, is it doesn't say on the label that it's a Modern Man Christmas collab. Why not?
Well, Claire sent these through before the labels had been made.
Oh, you've made a proper label?
Yeah, we've made a proper label. Okay. I can show you them. So this is the picture, and these are up on the website now, ready for you to buy. So here you go. So you see our little logo there?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Yeah? So it's really nicely done, isn't it?
It is.
Like, it looks proper. That, to me, that's a proper collab.
What was next?
Well, do you remember last month I mentioned RuneSilk?
Hey, this is Dan here from RuneSilk. We're an independent beard care company based in Cambridgeshire. We've won various awards for our products. We are vegan friendly. We use natural ingredients. So not only are they good for the planet, they're good for your face, and they smell pretty amazing too. And we're excited to announce that we've collaborated with the Modern Man podcast to bring you a limited edition version of our revolution, which is sandalwood, black pepper, and bergamot. Mm, smells so good.
I love that. He's adding a little silky ending there.
I wouldn't think to rub black pepper on my face. And I put pepper on everything. I'm like the guy, carbonara? No. Sure. Yeah. Omelette? Yeah. Face?
What, you were
never.
Saying you'd rub carbonara on your face?
You do, though, naturally, when you're eating it.
I'm just saying I like black pepper, but I've never thought to put it on my face. I'm excited to try.
Well, here it is in its packaging with the label, Ollie Man.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. As per request.
It's got our faces on it. Limited edition beard oil.
I have three of these. So, Alex, you can have one. I don't know how you would like to use it.
Your partner's got a beard, hasn't he?
Sometimes.
You know, that fragrance hits you, doesn't it, before you've even opened the bottle?
It smells like sexy log cabins.
Is there such a thing as an unsexy log cabin?
Do you know the thing that most excites me about it and both of these products, actually? It's so sad. They've got barcodes on them. They're like real.
They're real. I don't know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
This isn't like your milk again.
Yeah.
It's actually happening. Now, I've never used beard oil before, but I actually, as it happens right now, am unshaven, so I have some fluff. Mm. So what do? Do you put it on your hands and then onto the beard or straight onto the beard? It comes with a little pipette.
Yeah, I've got quite a big bushy beard.
You
so
have.
I guess maybe just one or two drops maybe then.
On your hand?
Yeah, on your hand. Rub it together.
Rub it together. Okay.
I hope Dan's not listening to me going, no, that's not how you do it. Yeah, and then just rub it into your beard.
Oh, that's...
And you get a really nice sort of, and it is really lovely. After using it for some time, because I've actually used RuneSilk for quite a while.
Ooh,
but after
good.
Using it for some time, you do get a really nice soft.
So it's not like moisturises the hair on your beard.
Yeah.
This is not at all about other people, this product. This is about the fact that I can now walk around stroking my own beard. And feeling the pleasant texture.
I disagree with you. As a lady who sometimes gets a chafy face rubbed up against various
suddenly become
bits of her,
substantially more attractive to you in the last minute.
You've become substantially less packed with friction danger.
so you're seeing the sort of the lubrication.
Yeah.
See, another selling point. We could put that in the blurb.
Well, that's great. So, okay, so how much is that?
$13.99.
That's good value.
But just, you know, just to be clear, I mean, this is a very high quality
Yes,
product.
All right. We're not actually on QVC. I agree.
No,
it's nice.
Hey, well, if we were, feel the quality of this package. It's got a nice slight sort of gloss finish to the outside of the packaging.
Have we got another Ollie Pitt?
Yes, I have.
Hello, I am Tom, the creator of KnitSlips. My whole brand is all about helping to inspire people to pick up a craft. I have collaborated with the Modern Man to create some bespoke big cozy hats, but I've also got some kits, so if you would like to have a go at knitting yourself, you can get one of these kits and you can knit up a hat with a free pattern that I've created. I hope you all enjoy. Thank you very much.
Where is it? I want to try it.
Well, see, the way that Tom basically uses his brand to fund his hobby. He loves knitting. Like, he loves knitting so, so much. So what I haven't done with Tom is said, make me 100 hats.
Yeah. Do you remember, Alex? This is the guy I was a bit worried we were exploiting last month.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie was like, yeah, he'll do it for 50p. So yeah. I'm not sure.
So instead,
this feels good.
The way that it's going to work with Tom is that you can pre-order basically with Tom,
right.
And then he'll make them.
Like Prince Harry's audiobook. Put your name down now.
Is that how that's working?
Yeah. They'll take your money.
Yeah, of course they will. But you can check out a picture of them online. And they are, I mean, I've seen Tom's stuff. It is really lovely. And it's all handmade by him. And it just sit there with his dog, knitting your hat. So you know that you've bought something that is from a genuine Modern Man listener who cares about their craft, Ollie. And you will not get stuff like this anywhere else apart from their own individual shops.
Amazing. So all this stuff from our Man fans is available for you Man fans to buy right now. modernman.co.uk/shop.
Yeah, it's actually been a really lovely experience because when we were looking at the white labelling stuff and the drop shipping stuff, that was me sort of losing faith in humanity. This sort of, well, it was because it was, you know, people just, you know, get rich quick schemes, that kind of stuff. Mm. Whereas going through this was, I started to realise there are so many small businesses out there that are genuinely trying to make stuff that that they believe does good and is and that they really feel passionate about. And that was really lovely. And they were so receptive to me sort of coming along and saying, oh, fancy sticking our logo on your product. But it was more than that. They kind of wanted to say, yeah, look, we've got something really lovely. We'd love to collaborate with you and sort of reach more people with it.
Yeah, I think that might be a good sort of takeaway for anyone running a small business, really, that, you know, sometimes actually, like, all you have to do is ask, right? It wouldn't occur to you to collaborate with other small businesses. But
absolutely,
actually,
yeah,
like, in podcasting, we do that all the time. We're like, can we guest on your show? Do you want to come on ours? But I guess people who are shut up literally in their sheds making chocolate bars wouldn't think I should collaborate with a beard oil. But actually, it is a great way, isn't it, to cross-pollinate that audience a bit?
Yeah, because you're trying to do the same thing. You know, if you're, you're an independent business, you're working on your own, you're all trying to get to the same goal. But it, the real lovely thing was that these are ideas that they've had that they're really passionate about, and they're really good at it, and they really care. And that was really lovely.
But we have one more addition to the shop that you don't know about yet, Ollie Pitt.
Oh, I love a surprise.
A Man Fan has written in with their product, and I'll be introducing him, his name is Jules, to both of you later in the show. Still to come, we've got live music, we've got the traditional embarrassment of the Foxhole Christmas quiz. Before we proceed any further, though, we must thank the good people of manscaped.com for their support of the Zeitgeist.
Yes, 'tis the season for clean balls, fa la 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 la. Is that how that song goes?
Sure. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. Do you see what I've done there?
I do.
Driveway meaning pubic area. Mm-hmm. You can be the star of gifting season and help all the men in your life go from eggnog to nice knob this December by going to manscaped.com and using the code MANN for 20% off plus free shipping.
Yeah, and what better holiday gift than giving the gift of good hygiene, Ollie?
Indeed. Not just with the trimmers, which we've discussed exhaustively for years, but also the liquid formulations that they do, shampoos, body washes.
Upstairs and downstairs deodorant. They've got gels, exfoliants, pretty much everything that you could need to keep it clean.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code MAN at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code MANN.
And sitting intently whilst we talk about balls is our record of the month in human form. Welcome to the show, Ashley Singh! Woo!
Hello. Woo! How's it going?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. You know, having live musical artists in front of our very eyes is my favourite thing about doing the Christmas special every year. It's just the novelty of it being in the same room. I know that you guys listening at home aren't in the same room, but for me it's like picking a live lobster from a tank. Do you know what I mean?
What? Now, hang on.
What? They're actually here.
What are you talking about?
How has your year been, Ashley? It's looking pretty good as far as your Spotify Unwrapped suggests.
Not bad.
10 million downloads plus.
I've been really enjoying it, you know, really enjoying just making music and getting it out. I think, you know, it's nice to have a body of work finally out as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all EPs these days though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, is that kind of like, are you an album guy, really?
Yeah, oh man, I want to do an album so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but, you know, maybe in the future, you know, you've got to build something, build some foundations first, you know?
Who do you need to pressure to get the album?
We'll send them a lobster in the post.
I guess it's just, you know, on whether when the right time is, really, do you know what I mean? It's the right time for me as well. I feel like it's not the right time just yet.
Ollie, you've got some experience on Spotify, haven't you?
Yeah, I have some. I'm pretty expert when it comes to Spotify, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a fellow artist, I've got experience. What are you laughing at?
No, Captain Spronk was a highlight of the year.
Captain Spronk was a highlight of the year. You know, I released an album, you know, self-recorded, self-published album.
I don't think you need to tell Ashley. Ashley, I imagine the music industry was all a buzz about Captain Spronk, no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan.
Good. Yeah, no, I'm pleased you are, because what were your downloads? What are they? 10 million, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only, I mean, I'm all right. The only data I've managed to kind of gather from Captain Spronk is the less than 1,000 symbol. That's all I've got. It doesn't quite register beyond that, really. So with all
can
the tracks,
can only go up though.
The only way is up. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I agree. And I think actually once people do discover Captain Spronk, you know, I'm gonna be where you are next year.
I think as well, in this world of emoji and hashtags, it's nice to give the lesser than symbol a bit of love. You know?
While we're talking symbols, can I move on to the symbolism and excellent nominative determinism of your name, Ashley Singh?
Yeah.
Please tell me that your middle name is plays guitar.
My middle name is Kant. it's actually John.
I noticed on your Instagram, by the way, which is Ashley Singh _, is that correct?
It's three underscores.
Three underscores. Greedy with the underscores.
It's a popular name. Ashley Singh is taken. Ashley Singh 1 underscore is taken.
Oh my God.
I think you are high scoring on your Instagram though, because you've done a very daring thing in that you appear to have put your own phone number there and invited people to DM you. What kind of messages have you got?
Oh, it's not, yeah, nice messages most of the time. People are being really friendly. I've had some really deep messages and it's quite hard to know how to reply.
Yeah, it's really tricky.
And they were like, people have been like, you like literally saved my life and stuff like this. And it's like...
That's a lot.
It's quite intense. It's difficult to respond. Yeah. It takes a lot of like drafting responses to that kind of thing, because you can't just not respond to that as
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that is not okay. So that stuff is pretty deep, to be fair.
I wondered, and sorry to put you on the spot, but if you had any advice for people who maybe find Christmas a bit of a tough time of year and they're a bit more glum than full of the glad tidings of joy.
No, that's really tough. That's a really tough thing. I think I guess you just reach out to anyone that's close. The big thing that comforts me at this time of year is just watching like Christmas films.
Yes.
So I think it always picks you up, doesn't it?
What's your favourite?
Oh, that's difficult.
Is it? It's Home Alone, isn't it?
Yep.
I don't know about Home Alone. I haven't even watched it this year.
I think you'll find it's The Muppet Christmas Carol, which is not only the best interpretation of The Christmas Carol and the best Muppets film, it's also Michael Caine's best performance ever, and that's unarguable.
Okay, Ollie. Yeah, fine. I won't argue.
I think it's probably Arthur Christmas.
I love Arthur Christmas.
It's so good.
So underrated.
It is. It's got everything you need.
It's an Aardman one that kind of went under the radar.
Right, yes. And he becomes
a sort
of
kids movie.
Does he have to cover the role of Santa?
Yeah. And okay, it's got Jim Broadbent in it as Father Christmas, which is just perfect casting. Yes, and it's beautiful. We are actually going to hear you sing now, Ashley Singh.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So tell us, what is our record of the month? It's Autopilot, by the way, if you weren't sure. We've chosen Autopilot.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah.
Tell us about Autopilot.
Autopilot, I wrote it sort of like last year when I was going through quite a tough period after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I'd spent most of my time with this person and we'd broken up and then I was not dealing with it very well. So I basically went into self-destruct mode, but it felt like I was doing it on autopilot. It was just easier to keep going with that than stop. Because if I stopped moving, I was then confronted with like that feeling and that thought, and that was just far harder than actually self-destructing. So that's what the song's about. It's a sad song.
I know. It's something that people will relate to if they've ever been through a relationship breakup, which is basically everybody, isn't
it? Basically everyone.
Yeah.
Basically everyone, yeah.
Take it away. This is our record of the month, Ashley Singh with Autopilot.
A few spaces with new faces, so you ain't on my mind. Stumble across your old hairbrush and I'm thrown back in time. And I'm yours for a moment, then the moment goes by. I'm left always wondering what you're doing tonight. Awake but vacant, you left and turned out the light. I'm laying, watching my best years go by. Sick and tired of missing us. Another night of getting drunk, cause I'm still falling in the silence. I guess I'm still on autopilot. Are we friends to know my head so you ain't on my mind? See the bar where you stole my heart and it throws me back in time. And I'm yours for a moment, then the moment goes by. I'm left overthinking what you're doing tonight. Awake but vacant, you left and turned out the light. I'm laying, watching my best years go by. Sick and tired of missing us. Another night of getting drunk, cause I'm still falling in the silence. I guess I'm still on autopilot. Oh, did I mention I need a little love, little direction? Oh, an intervention. Need you to sort me out, need your affection. Oh, did I mention I need a little love, little direction? Oh, an intervention. Need you to sort me out. Awake but vacant. You left and turned out the light. I'm laying, watching my besties go by. Sick and tired of missing us. Another night of getting drunk, cause I'm still falling in the silence. I guess I'm still on autopilot.
Woo! Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ashley Singh, everybody. Can you come back later for one more song, Ashley?
Yeah, of course.
Can it be a Christmas song?
Yes, I'll see what I can come up with.
I'll see how I can bend the rules. Bank that away. We'll return to that later. Still to come on the show, the Foxhole Christmas Quiz, cripes, and My Mystery Shopper meets the Zeitgeist after this. Okay, we've had a little shuffle around in the studio, and that is to welcome our special guest to the Modern Man Christmas Spectacular. Jules Parker is here. Hello,
yay!
Jules.
Woo! Welcome to the Man Plan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, you are here for the Modern Man Christmas collab. Ollie and Alex don't know anything about you or what you do. You wrote into the show and I was fascinated.
Yeah.
But first of all, just tell us... I'm doing my Scylla thing again. What's your name and where do you come from? tell us about your day job.
Well, I run two very small businesses. My day job, I'm a metal worker, but we specialise in conservation of very early motor cars, so pre-Second World War motor cars.
Amazing. So, like, you are someone who would be seen on a typical day in overalls,
yeah, welding, oil, and other stuff like that, yeah.
Sort of elbow deep in a Rolls-Royce.
But very specialist, very niche, the sort of thing we do. Quite creative in its own way because there's a lot of sympathy for the product we're working on. You know, it's not just tear it apart and restore it. So it's more based around conservation rather than civil restoration.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I do as my day job.
But you have a spin-off company too.
I do. Yes, I do. 2 or 3 years ago, I was looking for a product that I wanted and it didn't exist. I couldn't find underwear that I wanted to buy. So...
have we got Modern Man undies?
I kind of... the more I was curious about this, there was an infinite amount of products available for women of any type of size or shape or form.
Well, as you're talking, I think a lot of people listening will be thinking, well, hold on, there are boxers, there's boxer briefs. You know, what do you want? How many choices do you want? There are Y-fronts, there are thongs. What's left? What's the gap?
The gap that I saw, if you look at in the lingerie side, which is where I was looking into, I was thinking, well, women are decorated and with lingerie, and it is a form of decoration. It's not debasing somebody. It's really about empowering somebody with a product that makes somebody feel empowered and beautiful, not for somebody else's purpose, but really for their own purpose. Mm-hmm. And I was curious as to why that didn't exist in the man's world. And so I was, as you do, you're on the Google and looking. And there was a load of tat that you would expect at sort of, you know, stag parties and stuff like that. That was a bit like we were talking earlier on about the drop shipping world. And it's being bought on Alibaba and sold on Amazon. And it was, there was no integrity to it. There was, you know, it just what didn't have what we would consider to be something that is authentic and has got some real intelligent design behind it.
So to boil it down then, just in very crude terms, people that have never thought about this sector before,
yeah,
is it essentially women's lingerie or women's style lingerie, but for men?
See, it's not women's lingerie. Lingerie is a word. It is just simply a word. It's like, you know, you're calling an actor an actress. No, you're a female actor or a male actor, and lingerie describes the product. So what we've really gone about is saying that we will use the word lingerie, which makes a lot of men feel very nervous because it somehow feels that they might be effeminized by it and it might sort of deal with their masculine issues. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep that no, we are going to call this lingerie because it should be called lingerie, and we will take a lot of the language from female lingerie and transfer that to the male sort of shape. So
Alex is literally jumping up and down here. So, we ask any more questions, can we see some?
You brought some. Of course, yeah. I have.
Oh, I'm so excited. Right. So
Can I say it? Schlongerie.
Right. So I'm going to chuck it up. There's three pairs here.
It's a very beautiful eyelash lace pouch.
Yeah. So yes. It does look like sort of sexy women's underwear, but it's got a pouch for a penis and balls. I mean, there's no other
what we've done with the pouch is we've made it to hold you and lift you, very much like a bra would do for a breast.
Right. And gold clasps. I mean, it is sexy.
Yeah, it is an adjustable. But you see that product there, the lace comes from a lace maker in Calais. They still use the same machines to make that material that they've used for the last 180 years or something. It is the last lace maker. We have none in this country, you know, and it's a premium, you know, product. It comes at a cost.
How much do these retail for?
They are £85.
Okay.
That's comparable to high-end.
It's comparable to high-end.
Yeah, but there
The subtle difference with ours and high-end is that ours are made, well, some of them in Sussex, and the majority of our production is in Leeds, but nothing is made outside the UK.
Ollie, how would you feel if you were given that as a present for Christmas?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, like you were saying before, there is nothing like this.
Yeah.
So I think most men would be a little bit like, what?
Well, I think a lot of men would think it was funny because of that stag do connotation. Like, yeah, they'd be like, why have you given me women's underwear?
What's one of the interesting parts that we didn't foresee in this was... There's this idea, if you think about this sort of product, of people trying to cross-dress. Well, I never saw it as cross-dressing. I didn't ever want to present myself as a female. I am a male and this is me. And it's not...
So did you then, at like, what age did you start wearing women's underwear, which I guess is...
I never did wear women's
underwear.
Never, ever? Because I didn't ever want to feminise myself in that context. I would play around with my wife's underwear, but in a very open and honest environment.
How did your wife feel about that?
Gutted that it had to be washed more and more.
No, I think she knows that I'm a fairly sort of strong and maverick character, and therefore I'm confident in myself to be... honest to myself. And in a relationship, if you can't be honest to yourself, you're kind of failing the relationship, you know?
I should say, your wife, Claire, is here with you.
And I'm not looking
at her. We can see her and you can't. She is smiling and giving a thumbs up. So she obviously has been really supportive. But
She has been absolutely fabulous from the start to the
finish. Did you worry, though? Because some men would think this wife married a car restorer.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I'm now turning around and saying, can I wear your pants?
Of course. There's a difficult conversation to have if you want to go down that route, to be honest and open with your partner, be it male or female, to say, this is what I would like to wear and this is the reasons behind it. But that is an open and honest conversation that should be able to happen. One of the points that we hadn't seen out of this was that nearly 50% of our sales are to women buying for their male partners.
Wow.
I'm guessing you get some people who identify as female but also happen to have penises as well.
Of course, absolutely.
This is really beautiful, Jules. It feels so soft. It feels really high quality.
How do you feel when you're in public, as it were? Not that you go walking around in your pants, but let's say if you're, you know, in the locker room at the gym. You know, I'm very conscious in that very masculine environment. Like, I've got a pink padlock, for example.
Yeah.
I'm conscious that even that might be sending some signal, you know, to other men in the changing room.
Well, I tell you, you have to just approach it. It's not your problem. It's their problem. They need to get over their problem.
So you would go to your local gym and you'd be wearing your underwear?
I only ever wear my underwear.
Do you ever get some looks?
No, the only time I would wear, and I have one default pair of normal underwear, is if I have to go and see the doctor or the sort of chiropractor, uh-huh, to not put them in a slightly awkward position.
Yeah, they might assume that your fetish.
That you're sexualising the experience. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not for that thing. But if somebody... if you reverse the role and say, if you were female and walked into a female changing room...
And someone's wearing men's boxers, it wouldn't occur to me to even
precisely,
think twice about
or
it,
yeah. You were wearing some frilly thong or whatever else,
yeah,
would you think that's, what, inappropriate? Mm. Of course it's not. It's your business to wear what you want to
but
wear.
But have you ever had any comments about it?
I have had huge amounts of comments. The vast, vast majority of them have been hugely supportive, from my 92-year-old mother down to my children. You know, I've got three boys who are all aware of what the products we have. In fact, the younger generation have an awful lot less hang-up than the older generation.
Yeah.
The people who protest, I think, sometimes protest too much. And then you start reading into, you know, I've been on your site 17 times and every time I've been offended.
How hard has it been to promote your work, though?
Really hard. Really, really hard.
Oh, you're going to get blocked all over social media.
Yeah, so, I mean, social media has been, I thought, would be our biggest marketing sort of ally. We were blocked straight away. And I don't think we were blocked because it somehow debased men or sort of feminised men, or they felt it was slightly exposing.
It's because they think it's sex equals porn, right?
I think
it's the
think
same thing we come up against, frankly, with advertisers sometimes, because we talk open-mindedly about sex on our show, is there are some advertisers just do not want to be associated with it, even if you're having a really positive conversation.
Precisely, yeah.
And if listeners want to buy your products or check them out, what's your website?
Right, we are Moot, mootlingerie.com.
M-O-O-T.
Moot, as in a sort of a moot subject.
And Ollie, you've heard Jules's pitch. Will you add him to the Christmas collab store, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're going in.
And those pants that you're holding now,
yeah,
are you going in?
Well, I can go and try them on now.
Well, I brought three pairs up to remain with the presenters.
Thank you. I mean, there's so many
That's
ways
really
that you could use these. You can use them for if you're into forced feminization or humiliation. You can use them for a striptease with an ultimate surprise finish. You can use them if you just want to feel like dressed up and maybe role-playing a different character. They've got so much application, but
I'm going to be
also
using mine to go shopping at Asda.
Well, I was going to say, you're so inventive.
You could
in it.
Fit just a snack down the front if you're me as well.
Jules, thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Would you like to hear your challenge, Ollie, for the new year?
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot.
We've got a whole 2023 to fill with this. It's from Danielle in Bristol, and it's this. Ear seeds.
No.
That's it. Just two words. Ear seeds.
Never heard of it.
Ear seeds.
Yeah, okay.
The more you say it, it feels natural.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
And we also have this from Stephen, no location given. I would like Ollie to try his hand at paddle tennis.
Table tennis.
Is it really going to become a thing? No, paddle tennis. Paddle.
Table, Ollie.
Paddle.
Table.
The point is, Man fans have realised we've been doing this for quite a few years now. They might have been able to spot the format. That January is kind of health month. It's natural to get you out testing trends.
Yeah, get rid of that flab.
So can you check out ear seeds, paddle tennis, and I'll give you scope to include one more. We want three health trends for 2023 for January, tried and tested, before we come back on January the 10th, if that's all right.
Yeah. Ear seeds, table tennis, and paddle tennis. What's paddle tennis?
Go seed those ears. There's still more to come in the Modern Man Christmas Spectacular, but unfortunately I don't know much more, because after this, it's over to Alex and a very grotty Foxhole Quizmas.
This is The Sounds of Christmas, the charity single featuring your favourite podcasters, and all in aid of Samuel's charity. The Sounds of Christmas. Buy it now. You could stream it 100 times, but really it's easier to buy it because that helps get it into the charts and raise more money.
Right, we come to that point in the annual Christmas Spectacular where some of you will turn off. Goodbye, see you in January. For the rest of you that are still with us, I'm sure this is your favourite moment of the year. Ollie and I are here. We have no idea what we're about to be subjected to. Alex Fox, you have the reins. It is the annual Foxhole Christmas Quiz.
Ollie and Ollie!
7 years we've been doing this. Seven years.
It's less quiz and more...
Squiz?
An experience.
Spunk. Splurge.
I would ask you if you're ready, but I already know that you cannot be. I can tell you that the first game that you shall be playing today is called Murder, She Scrote.
It's nice to have a tribute to the late Angela Lansbury on our Christmas special.
The way that Murder, She Scrote is going to work is that I am going to give both of you a selection of objects which will function as clues. You have 2 minutes to describe what's in front of you, what you're looking at, and how you think it all fits together to describe a reputedly real-life scenario in which an unfortunate human met a sticky end and died during sex.
Okay. I'm sure that sounded clear to you listening at home. I have no idea what she just said, but we can make our way through it, I'm sure.
I'm gonna give you a collection of guff.
Some stuff.
I'm gonna give you a load of guff, and you have to think laterally, think creatively, think out of the box.
Okay.
And try and work out what these clues might be hinting at to suggest how somebody passed away when they were trying to get their end away.
Interesting. Death through sex was involved. I missed that completely in the first description.
Okay, Ollie Mann. Mm-hmm. Here are your first clues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From them, try and work out how somebody may have shuffled off this mortal coil.
Right, so we've got here a large bottle of fruit liqueur from Japan. And then there's some gloves, some rubber gloves. There's a scrubbing brush that you'd use for washing up. And some scales. You've put some work into this. This is like the escape room all over again.
You'll want to escape by the end.
Some kitchen scales with the word 6 tons on it. And then some pretty, pretty disturbing images.
Although,
some people would like to read Pissy Girl magazine. I'm certainly not judging. So someone drank a lot of fruit liqueur so that they could urinate 6 tons worth of pee. I don't know if that's a measure of pee. Well, the gloves got to do with it. And then they died because they were weeing prune liqueur and someone else was putting their finger up their bottom. And 6 tons of excretia came out the other end. And I don't know. I can't. Someone tried to put this bottle up their ass. And it opened their mouth in gaping horror and someone else weed in it. And then they choked. What's this got to do with Angela Lansbury? I don't know. I'm sorry.
The story I was actually looking for is the unfortunate demise of 50-year-old Japanese man, right. Joji, mm-hmm. who was crushed to death by his 6-ton stash of porn and only found when cleaners came to tidy his apartment.
Wow.
He may have had a heart attack and fallen into the porn. The porn may, or his grot mags might have just toppled over onto him. All we know is that the pornography magazines did go some way towards soaking up the bodily fluids leached by his decaying corpse.
Excellent. Really great cryptic clue, Alex. I wouldn't have got it, but now you've explained it all to me. That's brilliant.
Okay, Ollie Mann, I'm going to give you 1 out of 5 there.
For identifying that the liqueur was from Japan.
It was from Japan, yes. But now it's Ollie Peart's turn to examine all the items from your grimy crime scene. And Matt Hill, producer Matt, does also have an additional audible clue for you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool.
Photocopier, I think. Sorry, why am I helping? Someone was photocopying their pews.
Hang on, stop ruining it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to score here. Hang on a minute. Also, the beard looks like mine. Okay, so I've got a... There is a fake beard here, ginger beard. There are two what I can only assume are...
Nipple clamps.
Clamps?
Or cups.
Nipple cups.
They go on nips, don't they?
They go on nips.
There's two of them.
Yeah. Are these yours, Alex?
Yes, but they're unused.
Okay, lovely, because they're sticky.
I thought they were unused.
Yeah.
Maybe I may have fertile the wrong ones out of the drawer this morning. Apologies.
Lovely.
They're authentic.
And then there is a bit of sheet music here called The Stripper. Okay, so nipples, beard, photocopier, stripper. So I think a male stripper... Mm. Was an office party stripping. He had a beard and he was just doing a thing with his nipples, right? Lost balance, tripped into the photocopier. His beard got caught in there and it pulled his face, because he pressed the button, pulled his face into the photocopier and mashed him up proper. How'd you like them nipples?
Well, the tale I was truly looking for takes place at the Condor Club, which is a strip club in California, in San Francisco. Mm. It was where Carol Doda danced nude in 1964 and became the very first topless dancer anywhere in the USA.
Wow.
Allegedly. Now, Carol was famous for making this grand entrance where she descended from the ceiling on top of a piano. And then in 1983, an unfortunate incident happened between between the bouncer, Jimmy the Beard Ferozzo, and his girlfriend, Teresa Hill.
You couldn't have guessed Jimmy the Beard from a beard.
Well, at 4 a.m, they decided to get it on the baby grand. They accidentally activated, possibly via a button, the mechanism that made the piano rise up towards the ceiling again. And unfortunately, Jimmy the Beard got crushed against the ceiling, although his girlfriend did survive because she was protected by his body weight over her.
Oh, my God. Well, hang on. Well, then, what was the noise?
Yeah, the photo of it got photocopied millions of times.
Actually the sound of something being crushed.
Was it? Oh, yeah, like a digger crushing something, like a JCB.
Okay. I'm going to give you 2 points.
I think that's fair.
Yes!
Ollie, there's no need to be ungracious. I'm prepared to concede it to you, Ollie. You were the better guess.
So, scores so far to Ollie Man, 1, up the bum, to Ollie Pitt, 2, until you're blue. So, Ollie Pitt, you are in the lead, but only for now.
Okay, before we continue with the rest of the quiz, we should pause to thank our sponsors, Stitch Fix. Would you guys care to compliment me on what I'm wearing today?
I actually complimented you earlier because you were wearing a really beautiful, like, honey mustard coloured jumper that looked like it had a sort of honeycomb knit as well.
I was wearing the Selected Hom Vince Bubble crew neck jumper. Yeah. And I'm now wearing, check out these babies, the Jack and Jones Trent trainer in black, and the A-frame black overdye slim stretch jeans, and this Fairlane and Sons Randolph Pop multi-check shirt.
You do look smarter than a Mensa member.
And all of it came through my front door in a box from stitchfix.co.uk/man. I set up my profile. A style expert selected this entire outfit for me.
I knew it wasn't you.
Yeah. And it all kind of goes together, doesn't it? There's sort of autumnal colours going on. It arrived in October. I actually mentioned on the show that I was looking for some trainers that I could wear out. Look, they're leather.
They're very nice.
They're nice, aren't they? Yeah. You can try before you buy at stitchfix.co.uk and only pay for what you keep, and then you just send anything else back. So they sent me, in addition to all this, they did send me a shacket. And I was like, I'm just not ready for a shacket. But that's fine, you just send it back and you don't have to pay for it. Here's the best part, man fans. Usually, you'd have to pay a styling fee of £10 each time you order, but our friends at Stitch Fix have a special offer just for you right now. The styling charge for your first order will be waived, giving you the opportunity to look like me completely free of charge. You can schedule your delivery at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, delivery and returns are easy and free. Get started today at stitchfix.co.uk/man, and you'll receive your first fix styled and delivered to you absolutely free. And to sweeten the deal, you will get an additional 20% off when you keep all 5 items in your fix. So that's stitchfix.co.uk/MAN. You've got nothing to lose. Try it today. And now, Alex, back to your hideous endurance test.
Round 2 is called 2 Ollies, 1 Cup.
I am not shitting in a cup.
That's okay. I did it for you in advance.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so she's passed us like a frat boy beer pong type red cup, and it is full of what looks like excrement. I'm only going to assume isn't. It's chocolate, is it? Is it like
I'm not giving away what the secrets of my shit recipe.
Okay, it doesn't smell like shit, so that's good. It does look good though. Well done on the consistency.
I'm also going to give you both a plate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this from the video.
And a single chopstick.
Okay.
Okay, the chopstick is me being kind, because the way that 2 Ollies, 1 Cup is going to work is...
Oh, no.
Inside that cup of fake shite, I have hidden 18 orange nuggets of quote-unquote corn.
You have
2 minutes to delve your hands inside of the cup, take out a big scoop of poop, and then try and... wheedle your way through it, looking for as many kernels of corn as you can.
I have to put my hand in there.
Yes, you do. 3, 2, 1, deep dive!
Yeah,
wow, he's just stuck his hand right
in. Alex said you have to put your hand in.
Feels a bit retro to be like referencing 2 Girls, 1 Cup. It's probably the 10th anniversary, isn't it? What a tribute.
Like Tic Tacs.
Producer Matt and I were discussing whether you could do a retrospectors episode on 2 Girls, 1 Cup.
Difficult, isn't it? Because you could talk about it in a family-friendly way, but you're still creating the images, aren't you?
I'm worryingly good at this.
Well, you do have a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
This probably seems
Lego
familiar.
Heads.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, if you're used to dealing with little babies' shit, this is just all part of the day's work, isn't it?
And chopsticks down, gentlemen.
Okay.
Chopsticks down.
Yep.
Ollie Man, you... You managed to extricate from the excrement 5 kernels of corn.
I did.
Whereas you, Ollie Pitt, really got your hands dirty, and you managed to find nine little nuggets in there.
Nine little nuggets
again,
of corn
I'm happy
in the
to
poo.
Concede to the better man.
Now we move on to the second part of Two Ollies, One Cup.
Oh. We have to eat it and then vomit it into each other's arseholes.
What are you doing, yours?
I presume that's where this is going. I mean, what's this got to do with sex and relationships? What have we learned? I mean, all I've done is furtle around in some chocolate for a smarty. No?
Wait, is that sick? You're disgusting.
That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Sorry if I'm the only one taking this seriously.
That's actually disgusting. It's going to be worse, isn't it?
No.
Don't my head hurts. Go on. What have we got to do? Is it bad?
It was nice knowing your sponsors. The next part of the game is called Corn or Porn.
Corn or Porn. Like it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I am going to read out Ollie Mann. Five titles of potential pornographic films. You have to tell me whether you think they're real porn,
yep,
porn,
yep,
or Alex Fox invented corn.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
okay.
For each one,
love
it. Right, and you will get nine. Ollie,
I get nine.
Because you find,
I see.
Found nine.
Okay, it's all to play
corn.
For.
Okay, so cobs and knobs at the ready, Ollie Mann.
Mm-hmm.
That rapper destroyed my crapper. Corn or porn?
That's definitely an Alex Foxism. Corn.
E.T., the extra testicle.
Well, that's plausible, so well invented. I'm going to say porn.
Grinding Nemo.
That's good, but I mean, who wants to fuck a fish? I'm going to say corn.
Ace Ventura, crack detective.
Porn. I'm not 100% sure I haven't seen that one.
All right, I will reveal the scores at the end. Ollie,
okay.
P.
I'm ready.
Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy.
Yank My Doodle. Corn.
Crocodile Done Me.
I can imagine the set.
Yeah.
That's porn. Yeah.
How I Wet Your Mother.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Yeah, porn.
Yeah, I could believe it, yeah.
Dawson's Crack.
No effort, corn. Dawson's Crack. That's so bad.
Turner and Gooch.
That's too funny. That's a corn.
I agree.
That's corn.
Homo Alone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Homo Alone. That's got to be porn. I sound too sure of that, don't I?
I mean, it's no Homo Alone 2, Lost in My Pork.
I haven't seen it, but that just feels digging deeper.
Convincing.
Sure.
White Men Can't Hump.
No. Yeah. Sorry, why am I helping you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to say no as well, because you wouldn't want to watch.
Why would you watch that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And finally, I've got so many. My Big Fat Greek Cock.
Porn. Oh, excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Gentlemen, I have fibbed to you slightly.
Oh.
Every single one of those titles is actually a real life porn, and
no!
I invented none of them.
Wow.
So I feel like I'm slightly in the wrong career, really.
You could better those.
Yeah, you really could.
Yeah.
I could spread some more smutty buttery.
Dawson's Crack!
You've probably got better aliases in your phone for your contacts role than those.
I can reveal, though, that Ollie Mann, you got two correct.
Oh, because the ones I said were actually porn. I see.
If you said porn,
so they're
then
all
you were
porn.
Correct.
So it was just porn. Okay, right. So two right. Okay, yeah.
Whereas you, Ollie Pitt, got four correct.
Oh, because I had more chances, Ollie. That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, no, but then you said corn a lot, so I still hand that to you.
It's a really saturated market, isn't it, the porn industry?
It is.
So, yeah, I feel like.
Well, there may be two Ollies, but there can only be one winner's cup, and it goes to Mr. Pitt!
Congratulations.
deserve it.
Hello.
On which we say thank you to our producer, Mr. Matt Hill. I've been Ollie Mann. Our theme music is by Django Django. But don't leave yet, because here to play us back into Christmas, it's Ashley Singh.
Whee!
Now, Ashley, earlier you did say that you would come back and play us a Christmas song. This kind of a Christmas song. It's from a Christmas film. I don't know if you're going to play the Christmas version. Let's find out. Ashley Singh, take it away.
Cheers.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's return on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. My love, you can depend. I see your face before me, a shadow on my bed. I kinda get to thinking of all the things you said. Your promise to me, and I gave mine to you. I need someone beside me in everything I do. Oh, oh, oh. You know I love you, I always will. My mind made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. So my love, you can depend on. It's return on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
Woo! Merry Christmas!
Woo!
Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.